Mesechta Zvachim, Daf Mem Ches, the top line on Daf Mem Ches and Aleph, and on Mishnah on Daf Mem Zayin and Aleph stated, Ezo Mekoyim Shel Zvachim, and the Mishnah began by discussing the power of Esor Shirim and Kippurim, and it stated, Shchitasim Mitzafon, Vekibul Dom Meklisharis Mitzafon, etc. And our Gemara begins and asks, Mechtei Tzafon Ba'ilaksiv, Nisnei Eilu Bereisha, that since the only time that the Torah explicitly mentions the concept of Shchitasim Mitzafon is only in regard to the Eilah, and add the Pasuk and Pashas Vayikra in Perak Aleph, of Pasuk Gedal states, V'shachat Yisrael Yerachem Mizbech Tzofim L'fnei Hashem. So why didn't our Mishnah begin with the Korban Eilah, and why does it begin with the Par V'Sor Shiyom Kippurim? The Gemara explains, Chatos, Aydi Da'asi B'Joshe Chavivalei, that since B'Negei Chatos, the din that Shchitas B'Tzofim is learned from a Joshua, and as we will see in the Gemara, that this will be learned from a Pasuk in Pashat Tzav, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yudches, as the Pasuk states, Da'abel Arim Vel Bonav Leymar, Zoyz Teres HaChatos, B'Mekoy Meshet Tishachit Ha'ilah, Tishachin echatas l'fnei Hashem kodesh kadoshim hi. Ayin Rashi who points out that this is from a hekesh, but really you don't need a hekesh at all, as the pasuk specifically tells us that the shechita of a korban chatas should be in the same place as the korban eila. And Rashi seems to use the word hekesh in a looser fashion. And our Gemara continues and asks that since the pasuk b'negei chatas is talking about the chatois achitzenyos and not the chatois apimis, v'nisne chatois achitzenyos, so l'chirid the Mishnah should have spoken about the chatois achitzenyos first, and only afterwards should have spoken about the chatas apnimius. The Gemara explains, "I did nichdas dam and l'flayim l'flim chavivalei." That since the dam of the parents sarishim kapurim was brought into the kodesh kadoshim, therefore it's chavivalei, and that's why Mishnah starts with the parents sarishim kapurim. After we discussed the parents sarishim kapurim, so we discussed the parim and seir manisrafim since their dam was brought into the kodesh, and only after that point do we discuss the standard chatas achitzenes where the blood is not brought into the kodesh or kodesh kadoshim. And I in tap tesis u'es. In Taimar, in Cain, listening to Eilah B'Saif, the Lachiru, the Din of Eilah, should be last in the series of Mishnayis, and we know that the Eilah is not listed last, as the Dinim of the Shalmei Tzibur and the Ashamais are brought in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalam and Beis, which is after the Mishnah regarding the Eilah. And Taisus explains, V'yesh Leima, Aydi the Asya Eilah B'Tzibur, that since there's a carbon Eilah that's brought for the Tzibur, Tanya Bahadi Chatois, the Boyes B'Tzibur, and therefore it's brought right after the Chatois that come for the Tzibur, V'hadu Tanya Osham, the Eino El B'Yachid, Ayin Sham. And before we begin with the next Gemara, let us start with the short Akdama. As we know, Perek Aleph in Pashas Vayikra discussed the various types of Eilois. Pasuk Beis tells us, Da'abel b'nei Yisrael v'imata aleihem, Odom ki yakri mikem korban l'Hashem, min ha-behima min ha-boka min ha-tzayin takrivis korbanchem, that when you bring a korban Eilois, then you can bring it from boka or tzayin. And from Pasuk Gimel through Pasuk Tes, the Torah discusses the seder of someone that brings a korban Eilois from boka. And then in Pasuk Yud, the Pesukim begin and discuss someone that brings a carbon eilah from tzayin, and in regard to a carbon eilah that's brought from bakar, the Torah doesn't mention anything about tzafayin. And finally, pasuk yud starts speaking about a carbon eilah that's brought from tzayin, and the pasuk states v'mena tzayin kabanai min aksavim ayim min aizim la eilah zachat tam yakrivenu. And let us keep in mind that the pasuk starts off v'im min tzayin, and as we will see, vav moysav al yirishayin vil yilmoid al yomitachtoin. And finally, the pasuk states v'shachat oisal yarecham esbech tzafayin l'fnei Hashem v'zarku bnei aron akrinim es domi al. And the Torah specifically tells us that the shechita of a korban eilah that's brought from Tzayin has to be al yarecham mizbeach tzafayin l'fnei Hashem. Our Gemara now continues with tzafayin ba'ilah hichiksiva. What is the makar b'negei a korban eilah that shechitasin b'tzafayin? The Gemara continues and brings the pasuk that we just mentioned, where the pasuk states in Perek Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph, v'shachar eis al yarecham mizbeach tzafayin. And clearly, the din of shechitasin b'tzafayin is stated in first regarding the eilah that comes from Tzayin. However, the Gemara now is eshchem ben Tzayin. Ben Bakum and Olon. So now we see clearly that the din of Tzafayin applies to Ben Tzayin. And how do we know that the same din applies Ben Negeya Ben Bakar, where the Torah doesn't mention the din of Tzafayin? The Gemara explains as Amakrav im Menatzayin, as since when the Torah begins discussing the Oila that comes Menatzayin, the Pasuk doesn't say im Menatzayin, and instead it adds a Vav, and it states for im Menatzayin, so Vav Moisev al Inyan Rishayin, v'yilmayt al Yom Mitachtayin. So the Vav is Moisev on the first Inyan and the first Pasha, and we will now learn the din of Ben Bakar from the din of Ben Tzayin, since the Torah explicitly tells us that the Shechita of Tzayin is al Yerecha Mizbech Tzofayin l'fnei Hashem, therefore the same din applies to a Ben Bakar as well. The Gemara continues, Hanich l'manda oma l'meidin, al l'manda oma in l'meidin mayik l'meimor, that the Gemara right now has a havamina that there is a manda oma that holds, even when there's a Vav Moisev al Inyan Rishayin, we can't learn anything from the second Pasha to the first Pasha, and since the din of Shechitas of Tzofayin is only mentioned in the second Pasha of B'negei Ben Tzayin, so according to this manda oma, what would his mekor be that is a din of suffering by the first pasha of a ben bakar, and Ayin Tesis points out that certainly the Gemara doesn't have a havmina that there's any man da omar that wouldn't learn that when it's vav moisav al in rishayin vil yilmoi tachtoin me'al yoyin, and we will learn the second pasha from the first pasha, as certainly when there's a vav, so the pasuk is trying to be moisav on the first pasha. But the only shaila is that potentially there's a man da omar that wouldn't learn the opposite and wouldn't learn elyon me'tachtoin. And before we continue with the brisa, we will see a machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Kiva. Let us begin with the Shuat Akdama. At the end of Pashas Vayikra and at the end of Parakei, the Psukim discuss the Kabbonis HaShamais. One of the Kabbonis HaShamais is an Hashem Me'ilah for someone that is Iva on Me'ilah and is Nenef from Kachim B'Shoigeg. And the Pasuk tells us, Nefesh Kisimul Ma'al V'chato B'Shkogam B'Kachi HaShem V'Heves HaShamai LaShem Ayil Tom Menatzoim B'Ekro Kes B'Shkogam B'Shekel HaKadosh LaShem. And the Torah teaches us that it's an actual share for the amount that one has to pay for an Hashem Me'ilah. The Torah tells us that one has to at least pay Kesef Shkalim, and the next Pasha discusses the Ashim Talhoi, and Pasukut Zayin starts with the Vav, and it states, Vim Nefesh Kisechta, Vasa Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem, Asher Lo Yisei Asana, Vela Yodah Vashim Vinasa Avoinai. And once again, we have a Vav Moisef Ali Nirishain. Let us now see the Brisa, the Tanya, and as we learned to the Brisa, that the Pasuk that we just saw, Benigay on Ashim Talhoi states, Vim Nefesh, Lachai Vas Safik Me'ilis Ashim Talhoi Divir Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva learns that if someone has a Safik, if they were Ivan Me'ilah, then they would be chayv to bring an Ashim Talhoi. However, the Chacham Patron and the Chacham say that the din of Ashim Talhoi doesn't apply to a Me'ilah if, for example, someone had Kachim and Chulin in front of them, they had enough from one of them, and then they realized that one of them was Kachim, but they're not sure if they had enough from Kachim or from Chulin, then Lefi Rabbi Kiva, they would bring an Ashim Talhoi, and Lefi the Chacham, they would not be chayv to bring an Ashim Talhoi. And the Gemara has a Havamina, Ma'ila, B'Hakim Ifli. Let us say that the Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Chacham is as follows: Ma'asava Lemaidin and Ma'asava in Lemaidin. The Rabbi Kiva learns Vav Moisav Al Inirisha and Viyul Moed Al Yumetachtoin, and since the pasuk states Vim Nefesh, so therefore the din of Ashim Talhoi applies to the previous pasha of Me'ilah as well. While the Chacham hold that we don't learn Al Yumetachtoin, therefore the din of Ashim Talhoi would not apply to Hashem Me'ilahs. If so, the Gemara is bothered that Lefi Chachamim, what would be their makar that the din of Shechita Sebitzafain applies to a Ben Bakar if we can't learn Al Yumetachtoin? And the Gemara answers Amar Papa the Kuli Al Malamedin. Certainly, even the Chacham agree that when there's a vav moisav al inyushain, not only can we learn tachtoin me'alyoin, but we also can learn elyon me'tachtoin. Therefore, since the pasuk b'negei on oila states v'imenatzoin, so we can learn elyon me'tachtoin, and therefore we have a makar that a ben baka shchitasim b'tzafrin as well. And our papa continues behind the time of rabbanon, and this is the reason for the shita rabbanon that the din of ashim talui doesn't apply to an hashem me'ilois as nemakam mitzvays v'nem b'chatas chelov mitzvays, as this is based on a zeir shava between the carbon ashim talui and a carbon chatas. As b'negei an ashim talui, the pasuk stated v'im nefesh kisechta v'asa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem asher lo yisei asena, and b'negei a carbon chatas chilev, which is the term that the Gemara uses in order to describe a standard carbon chatas, and the pasuk states in Parshas Vayikra v'im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga me'am ha'aretz asesa achas mitzvah Hashem asher lo yisei asena v'ashem. And since both of these psukim use the term mitzvahs, so we learn gzeir shava and malalah and davish chiyav and alzdein and kares v'ashigase chatas. Since the chiyav to bring a carbon chatas only pertains to those lavim, where if someone is oivon the lav b'mezid, they'd be chayiv kares, and if they're oivon that lav b'shegeg, they'd be chayiv to bring a carbon chatas, afkan, and therefore the same applies, but again, Hashem Talhoi, the only time that the chiyiv of Hashem Talhoi applies is only on those isurim, shechiyom and al zdein kares, v'ashigas chatas. If one did the issa b'mezid, they'd be chayiv kares, and if they did this issa b'shegeg, they'd be chayiv to bring a carbon chatas, and therefore the chacham hold that the chiyiv to bring an Hashem Talhoi doesn't apply, but again, me'ilah, as if someone is oivon me'ilah b'shegeg, they chayiv to bring a carbon asham, not a carbon chatas. The Gemara continues that since we have this gzeir shava, so what will Rabbi Kiva do with the gzeir shava? And the Gemara explains Rabbi Kiva alalon bekavua afkan bekavua. In the Chanami, he also learns the din of asham talui from the din of carbon chatas. However, he learns the comparison a bit differently, and he holds that we learn that just like a carbon chatas is a carbon kavua, and everyone has to bring the same type of carbon, and it's not a carbon oil v'yared. So therefore, the din of asham talui only applies to those that aveiros. If someone did that aveir b'shegeg, they'd be chayav to bring a carbon kavua, and for example, they would either be chayav to bring a carbon chatos or a carbon ashram vadai. However, one would not bring an ashram taloi with those who surim that if they did the issa b'shegeg, they would be chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared. And as the Gemara states, lafuke chatos to tumas mikdash v'kedusha of the oil v'yaredu, and therefore Rabbi Kiva holds that the chayav to bring a carbon ashram taloi not apply if someone has a suffix, if they were even tumas mikdash v'kedusha, or if they have a suffix, it would either on Shvur Sheker or on Shvur Shav, as in those cases, if someone knows Bevadai that they were even on those Yisurim, then they'll be chayav to bring a Korban Eil of Yared, not a Chatas Kavua. However, since if someone is even on Me'ila, they are chayav to bring a Korban Kavua, as they're chayav to bring an Oshem Vadai, and they're chayav to bring an Asham Me'ilois. So therefore, even if they have a Suffolk, if they were even on Me'ila, Rabbi Kiva holds that they'd still be chayav to bring an Oshem Taloi. The Gemara continues, Rabbanon, and why don't Rabbanon agree to Rabbi Kiva as to how to learn the Gzeira Shavar? And the Gemara answers, In Gzeira Shavar Lemechsa, we have a cloud that In Gzeira Shavar Lemechsa, and as Rashi explains, V'chehechet Gamrinalal Gabi HaMilsa, and since we're going to learn Gzeira Shavar, B'negeir Din of Rabbi Kiva, so Gamrinay Nami De'inu Bo El HaSafikaris, therefore certainly we should extend Gzeira Shavar in order to teach us that the Din of Ashram Taloi only applies to those items. If you certainly were Ivan that Issa, then if you did so B'mezid, you'd be Chayav Kares, and if you did so B'shegig, you'd be Chayav to bring a Karban Chatos. And the Gemara continues, and some Agurias, Lema B'hakim Mifugi, the Mas Sovig Yesh Gzeira Shavar Lemechta, the Rabbi Kiva is Chayil Ganach Chomim, as Rabbi Kiva holds that Yesh Gzeira Shavar Lemechta, or Mas Sovig In Gzeira Shavar Lemechta, or Rabban hold In Gzeira Shavar Lemechta. And the Gemara answers, the Kuli Alma, In Gzeira Shavar Lemechta, that certainly Rabbi Kiva agrees to the side, that once we have Gzeira Shavar, then we have to fully learn Gzeira Shavar. Behind the time of Rabbi Kiva, the Chsiv Vim Nefesh, therefore we have a cloud that Vav Moisiv Al Yin Rishoin, the Yilmoid Al Yin Mitachtoin, and therefore we learn that the Din of Ashim Taloi applies to the previous Pasha that discusses the Issa of Me'ila. The Gemara now continues, Rabbanon Nami Haksiv Vim Nefesh, and L'chayr L'fid Rabbanon, since the Pasuk states Vim Nefesh, so certainly we should learn Vav Moisiv Al Yin Rishoin, the Yilmoid Al Yin Mitachtoin, since the Rabbanon do not agree to Rabbi Kiva, so Lame B'Hakamifli, let us say that the Machlek is between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon is as follows, the Mass of a Hekish Adav, and Rabbi Kiva holds that when we have a Hekish and we have a Gzeir Shava, and we follow the Hekish prior to learning Gzeir Shava, and therefore Rabbi Kiva learns Vav Moisval in Rishain, the Yilmid El Yimitachtain, and the Din of Ashim Tali applies B'negei Me'ila, only after we learned this Din, then we learn Gzeir Shava. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva is forced to understand Gzeir Shava, that it's only teaching us that the Din of Ashim Tali doesn't apply to those Yisurim, where if someone was Ivan that Issa B'Shegeg, they'd be chayav to bring an Eil V'Yayred, and not a Chatas Kavua. Mas Sava Gzeir Shava Adif, the Rabbanon hold that we have to learn Gzeir Shava prior to learning a Hekesh, and therefore they learn that the Din of Ashim Taloi doesn't pertain to Me'ila, as if someone is Eva Me'ila, they're not going to be chayav to bring a Karban Chatas, and they're only chayav to bring a Karban Osham. However, the Gemara responds, Loi, the Kuli Alma, the Hekesh Adif, that certainly even the Rabbanon agree, even though generally we have a cloud that In Gzeir Shava Lemechza, but once the Torah actually states a Hekesh, so therefore the Torah is telling us that at least in regard to one Din, we have to use the Hekesh. Therefore, in this case, we would actually state that Gzeir Shava is Lemechza, and only after we learn something from the Hekesh, then we can use the Gzeir Shava. And we explain this point based on Taisa's Dibra Maskel de Kuli Alma Hekesh Adav, and Taisa states the Toiv Lan Lasta Gzeir Shava Lemechza, Mashin Vatala Hekesh Lagamri. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds that since we have the Pasuk of Vim Nefesh and Vav Moisval in Rishain, so we have to make a Hekesh between Elyon and Tachtoin, and therefore it must be that the Chiv to bring an Ashim Toloi even applies when someone is unsure if they were even Issa Me'ila. And once he learned a Hekesh, then he could use the Gzeir Shava as we previously explained. However, the Gemara continues, V'amil Lecha Rabbanon, and Rabbanon respond to Rabbi Kiva that Tachtoin Hu Degam Me'elyon, that in Chanami we have to use a Hekesh. There is something that we learn from the Hekesh, and we actually learn the bottom Pasha and the Din of Ashim Toloi from the prior Pasha that discusses the Ashim Vadai by the Asham Me'ilois, La Ashim Bekesav Shkolim, and we learn that since the Torah specifically tells us B'negei Ashim Vadai of the Asham Me'ilois, that there is a requirement to bring a carbon that's valued at Kesav Shkolim, so the same would apply B'negei Ashim Toloi, and there's a requirement that the carbon that is brought for an Ashim Toloi has to be at least the value of Kesav Shkolim, and the Gemara explains why we would need this limud, as L'chered are both Ashamais, and certainly the Din of Kesav Shkolim should apply to both, and the Gemara explains Shalei Teima, Lo Yehi Sveikei Chomim Mevadai, that one should not have a Havmina, that if someone is bringing a carbon based on the fact that they have a Suffolk, if they were Ivan Issa, that carbon should not be valued at more than the carbon that they would be chayav to bring if they would know for certain that they would Ivan this Issa B'Shegeg. And as the Gemara states, Mavadai Chatos Bastanko, therefore one would think that since if someone is Vadai that they were Ivan Issa, would they be chayav a carbon Chatos, there is no share as to the minimum value of that carbon and of the behemoth. One could even bring a Chatos that's valued as a Danko, which is 1/6 of a dinar or 1/48 of Kesav Shkolim. Therefore, Af Sveikei Ashim Bar Danko, so one would have a Hamina, one is unsure if they did an Issa, and therefore the Chayav to bring an Ashim Toloi, then they should only have to bring an Ashim that's valued at a Danko. Possibly the Din of Kesav Shkolim would not apply. Therefore, the Torah teaches us, V'im Nefesh, as Vav Rav Moshe Bal Yerushalayim, the Yulmari Tachtoim Elyoin, the Chacham hold that once we use the Hekesh for something, so there's no longer a din of Ingzer Shavah Lemechsa, certainly we would use Ingzer Shavah who to furthest extreme, and therefore they learn that the only time that the Ashim Tali is going to be relevant is only when it's exactly similar to the Karman Chatas. If someone was definitely even this Issa, Bemezid, they'd be Chayiv Kares, and Beshegid, they'd be Chayiv to bring a Karman Chatas, and therefore the din of Ashim Tali would not apply. If someone has a suffix, if they were Ivan Me'ila, where if someone was Vadai that they were Ivan Me'ila, they'd be Chayiv to bring a Karman Ashim and not a Karman Chatas. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Kiva, Hai Svarim Minale, the Lachiris, since Rabbi Kiva stated that we learned the Hekesh of Vav Moisval in Rishon, Vyil Moit Elyum Mitachtain, so it must be that he has another Makar, to how we know that the share of Ashim Tolui is Kesef Shkalim, as certainly if he would learn it from Vav Moisval in Rishon, then he would not be able to continue learning a Hekesh, and he would have to learn Eim Zer Shavu Lemechza. Why would Rabbi Kiva argue on the Chachamim? The Gemara explains, Mizeis Teres Ashim, he actually learned this from the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav that discusses the Ashamis. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph states, Mizeis Teres Ashim, Kodesh Kodashim Hu, we learn now, Teres Achas L'chol HaShamayis, that the dinim of all Kabbanis HaShamayis are the same, since the Torah teaches us B'negeid HaShem Me'ila, that is a Chiyav of Kesef Shkalim, so therefore that same Chiyav would apply to Dashim Tolui as well. And the Gemara now continues that there's actually a Machlekes at the beginning of Masechtas Menachos, if we learn anything from the word Teras, therefore the Gemara is, Tenech Manda Islei Teras, that this works out according to the Manda Omar, Dashim's from the word Teras, but Manda Leslei Teras Mehecha Gomar, according to the Manda Omar, that doesn't learn anything from the word Teras, so how would Rabbi Kiva notice Limud that there's a din of Kesef Shkolim by an Ashim Tolui, just like an Asham Elois? The Gemara explains, Goma be'ekcha be'ekcha, that the Makar is from Exir Shava from the words Ekcha, and since B'negeid Asham Elois, the Torah states be'ekcha Kesef Shkolim, and the Pasuk B'negeid Ashim Tolui states, Behevi Egel Tom Minatzoyim be'ekcha la'ashim ala Koyin. Similarly, a few Pesukim later, and two Pesukim before the end of Pashas Vayikra, the Pasuk teaches us B'negeid Asham Gzeilois, Vez Dashama Yavi Lashem, Egel Tom Minatzoyim be'ekcha la'ashim ala Koyin. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva learns that any time the Torah uses the term Echa, there's a chiv to bring a carbon that the value is at least Kesef Shkalim, and this is the Makar for Rabbi Kiva, that is a requirement of Kesef Shkalim by an Ashim Talui. Therefore, the fear of Rabbi Kiva, he doesn't require the Vav Moisval in Rishayin to learn Tachtim Me'elyoin, and instead he learns Elyoin Me'tachtoin. And the Gemara now finishes off this point, as L'maisa we only see the din of Kesef Shkalim by an Asham Me'elyoin. L'maisa and Pashas Kedoshim find another time with his chiv to bring a carbon Asham, and that is Asham Shivcha Charufa, and as the pasuk states, "V'ishki yishka v'isisha shivcha zera v'hishivcha necharefes leish v'havdali niftasai chufshali nitala kairas tia leyumsu kilei chufasha." The pasuk tells us, "V'hiris Hashem el Hashem a pesach el moed el Hashem." The pasuk doesn't use the term be'ekcha, and therefore Agamor is teina chechad chesiv be'ekcha, but Hashem shivcha charufa d'leik siv be'ekcha ma'ik lemeima. That will be the makar that the minimum value of Hashem shivcha charufa is also kesef shkalim. The Gemara explains that we have another gzeir shava. As Gama Be'el Be'el, as we also have a Gzeir Shava between the Asham Me'ila and the Asham Shivcha Chufa, as B'negeid Asham Shivcha Chufa, the Pasuk states, Chipar Lo Vakoyen Be'el Asham Lefnei Hashem HaChatos HaShechata V'Nisach Loi Mechatos HaShechata. And in Pashas Vayikur, B'negeid Asham Me'ila, the Pasuk also states, V'Isa Shechata Min HaKoydish Yishalim V'Shamishisa Yosef V'Lov V'Nasan Oysel HaKoyen V'Koyen Yichapar Lo Be'el Asham V'Nisach Loi. And once again, the Torah uses the term Be'el. Therefore, we learn Gzeir Shava. And just like the Torah specifies that the minimum requirement of the value for the Asham Me'ilois is a Kesef Shkalim, so the same applies to the Asham Shivcha Charufa. Rashi points out that we just discussed 4 out of the 6 different types of Ashamis, and we spoke about the Asham Me'ilois, the Asham Taloi, the Asham Gzeilois, and Asham Shivcha Charufa. However, there are 2 other Ashamis that the Gemara did not discuss. Rashi explains, Vasham Noziv, Vasham Metzira, Leimar Binon, in Chanami, there is no requirement for Kesef Shkalim by Asham Noziv and Asham Metzira. The reason is, as these Ashamais are different than the other Ashamais, as all the other Ashamais are brought from an ayal and brought from a fully grown ram, and these Ashamais are brought from Keves Ben Shana, from a young lamb, and as Rashi states, from an ayal shu ben shteshan and bar b'shteslam, and therefore we have a svara that since the minimum value of an ayal, which is 2 years, is 2 sloyim, therefore Keves Ben Shana bar b'sela, the minimum value for the Keves Ben Shana that's brought for the Asham Noz and Asham Tzera would only be 1 sela. This sugya is fully explained in Masechtas Krisei, and the Gemara